With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
I think my search for silverware is going to continue for another season.
This is the MLS UK show.
Hello, welcome along to the MLS UK show. My name's Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt.
Here's what we've got for you. Season 2, episode 21 of the MLS UK show. We'll kick off as always with the game with the changing name. We'll give you the career path of a mystery player. You've just got to work out who it is.
We've got a recap on what happened last weekend. All the playoff places was basically decided before decision day.
There's a few up for grabs in the West. We'll get into that very soon. Also, I've got horrendous guilt from something I've just bought, and I think we need to start with this because I need to get it off my chest. Loads more as well. We're hanging out with James from DC United Kingdom, and we need to talk five things that we may have missed in MLS. Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
Lego.
Elliot Holman, Henry Hewitt, MLS UK show.
Also, if that's not enough, we have a special guest doing my predictions this week. It's someone who the fans of the show have been clamouring, have been tweeting us to try and get back on the show. They're going to be on at the end.
Yeah, we're trying to get her verified on Twitter at the minute. I've got that morning after guilt, apart from it's something that happened about 40 minutes ago.
Well, before you told me, I would have said, oh yeah, you did text me some things that you shouldn't have texted me after Orlando finally were eliminated. But no, it's not to do with that.
It is Orlando related. And I'm going to be honest with you. We've been talking for ages, like since I bought my house, moved in December, and it's been like a slow process. The actual house is almost finished now. So now I'm moving on to thinking about, after my wedding, thinking about the garage, which is going to be turned into our studio, basically. So it's going to be an MLS man cave. And I've had my eye on a few things. Just trying to get something from every club, basically, to decorate the studio. But I thought, oh, the Orlando thing needs to be really special.
Right.
So I've been looking and looking and looking, and I've had my eye on this particular thing for ages. It was on eBay, and it went on in October last year. So it's been there for a year, and no one's been stupid enough to buy it.
You've not told me what this is. I dread to think what this is.
Well, I think we'll play a game, because I think you should try and guess. But judging by, you can tell from my reaction that I've spent way more than is acceptable. I've just got a mortgage. I've got a wedding to save for. I'm instantly trying to think how I'm going to spin this to my fiance.
Yeah, I was going to ask, have you told Bryony?
Absolutely not.
Not told Bryony, right. So it's going in the garage.
Yeah. hopefully she'll never see it. I might just put it straight in there.
Right. Okay, Orlando City related. Is it something from the stadium?
No.
Is it something from the last stadium?
No.
Okay. How big is it?
It's hard to describe in audio terms. From my shoulders to my waist.
Right, okay. So what are you, like 5 foot 11, 5 foot 10, mm-hmm. 6 foot, something like that? Right, okay. So that's pretty big then. You're talking a good 2 foot there, 2.5 foot. So,
Bit weird, he's staring at my chest now.
How wide is it?
It would fit in between. I'm just going to tell you. Okay, it's a jersey.
Right, okay. It would fit in between. I was like, oh, I don't want to know. Okay, so it's a jersey. So it's an Orlando City jersey, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it an old Orlando City jersey?
Yeah.
Is it a match worn Orlando City jersey?
It's not match worn, it's pristine.
It's pristine. Has it been signed?
It's been signed.
Okay, by one player or more than one?
Just one player. Trust me, it's all it needs.
It's not Chris Mueller, is it?
That would be incredible, but no.
Kaká.
It's Kaká.
So you've bought a Kaká signed Orlando City jersey.
It's the white away jersey.
And that's been on for over a year?
Well, yeah, but...
Really?
Well, yeah, but if you knew how much it was, you'd...
All right. Wow, so that's going to go up in your garage?
Do you know, like, I put it on our Orlando City UK group and everyone's gone absolutely berserk over it. Like, everyone's gone crazy. And I was, like, buzzing and now it's hit me.
Have they gone crazy over the price or what it is?
Bit of both, be honest with you.
Well, good luck telling Bryony about that. I would bring a signed Atlanta United jersey, but you failed in your mission to get Almiron on to sign it.
Well, on that, and I'm going to get absolutely lynched for this, right? Yeah. But I'm trying to get something from every club. So I did look at Atlanta because I wanted to get something special for Orlando and Atlanta because there are teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Very difficult for an Orlando fan. And now, do you know, like, the way cookies work online? Yeah. I'm now getting, like, loads of Atlanta stuff, which is really annoying. But there is an Almiron King Peach signed jersey. It's not expensive either. You'll have to talk me out of that one. Or you can buy it.
Well, no, you know what? I don't know how much it was. I'm not your fiancé, so I'm happy with it. And
put it this way, it would have paid my mortgage quite comfortably this month. So,
And our alternative was the Orlando Pride cups that I brought you back from Orlando City. So, well, when we move into the new studio, when we get kicked out of this one, which maybe for next season, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting to see that, if I ever need to blow my nose or...
Come on, the guy's a Ballon d'Or winner. You can't start throwing shade.
Well, he was good when he was in Europe. Anyway, let's get started with the podcast. It's the game with a changing name. You've got a player.
They keep coming to me at the minute. I'm on a bit of form. During the week, I thought of two, and I was like, oh, they're really good. And they were really good. I remember being excited about it. Can't remember who they were. I was driving at the time, so I couldn't, like, write it down or anything. And the one I've got today is not one of those two, but we roll anyway. Started their career at Chelsea in 2006.
Okay.
Now, like most youngsters at Chelsea until this season, he only played four times between 2006 and 2011.
Ah, right, okay.
In that time, he was sent on loan to QPR. He was there for 2 years. He made 58 appearances. And he went to Wolves for a couple of years as well. Actually, 3 years. And made 56 appearances.
Right.
He then moved to Hamburg SV.
Okay.
2011 to 2014. Made 50 appearances. Then played in the Championship for Nottingham Forest.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Got it?
Yeah, yeah.
Now plays in MLS, but who is it?
Is it a team that has made the playoffs?
Yes. So, at MLS UK show, thanks for that.
Tweet us if you know. Tell us where you're up to in the podcast when you figure it out. You can also go back to during Elliot saying that to screenshot that and tell us that you got it after, what, the first two or three teams? I must admit, I got it after Hamburg, but...
Yeah, but this is coming from you, who struggled last week with Bakary Sagna.
Yeah, because I thought it was Gael Clichy.
Yeah, who's never played in a...
Well, I'm back now. I've been back for a week. So
and he's also a left back.
My mind's working now. Yeah, get in touch if you think you know. We will reveal all at the end of the podcast.
Yeah. Now, let's move on to playoffs. There's 1 week left of the regular season. For every team in the East that hasn't made the playoffs, it's not really that important because there's no spots up for grabs. So we'll start in the East because that is dead simple, okay?
Yes.
So the Revs took the last playoff spot. New England Revolution have the final playoff spot available in the East. No one else can make it.
Mm-hmm.
So currently, order TBC, but your top four, New York City FC, Atlanta United, Philadelphia Union, and DC United, they are currently getting home ties in the playoffs because they're in that top four. DC United need to win to secure theirs, though. Then you've got Red Bulls, Toronto, and New England in those other spaces. So that's it. It's those seven.
Mm-hmm.
They are your seven in the East. New England did what they had to do, and it then didn't matter. It didn't go to what Orlando were up to, thank God, or what Montreal were up to, or Chicago, because New England did the job finally. Finally secured it. It's been available for such a long time.
Yeah.
So that's your seven in the East. And of course, in the West, LAFC have lifted the supporters' shield. It's unreal. Like, it was so early on that they basically clinched that.
Yeah. I mean, LAFC, just to show how impressive they've been this season, going into the last game, there's so many records that they could break.
Yeah.
Of course, they've got the points record, which seems to be being broken every season in the last few years. Carlos Vela needs a goal to break Martinez's record from last year and put him out on his own just in the regular season. They've got the goals scored record as well that they can get. I think if they need to score three or four goals. They've just been that impressive. And we'll go on to who's made the playoffs in the West in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But which games did you watch?
Shamefully, I had I had quite a few games on at once just because the implications in the East were quite interesting. Now, Orlando realistically were never going to make it.
No.
However, I had Orlando Cincy on. I also had the New England game on, and I had, who was playing New England?
New York City.
Yeah, so then I had the Toronto game on as well. So it was all, like, I had all these screens with everything, and all that mattered really was New England Revolution 1.
And what about in the West?
Just watched LAFC because I just love watching them play.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. In England on Sky Sports, I just watched the Sky Sports games. Atlanta had already sorted themselves out, so and they were showing the goals anyway when they eventually started going in the second half. But I watched DC and then I watched LAFC, and the performance in the first half for LAFC, because I was intrigued to watch them because I thought, well, have they took the foot off the gas? What are they going to do? The first half performance was so dominant. Mm. I don't know how they didn't score.
Yeah, and we've seen that a lot. And then sometimes that's when they've gone on to lose 1-0, like the Colorado game, completely against the run of play. And this is where they may struggle in the playoffs, is that you can pick them off in kind of like a real giant killing way. Mm. One counter-attack, if you can keep it tight, can kill them off. But Supporters Shield champions, and deservedly so. They're going to break all of the records that you mentioned, probably with ease, I'd imagine. Also confirmed to have a playoff spot in the West is Minnesota, Seattle Sounders, and LA Galaxy, and RSL as well.
Yeah, RSL, a nice last home game for them. Of course, Nick Raimondo. We've got a little Nick Raimondo story in Five Things later on. It was nice for him to win his last game. And there's now two spots up for grabs. So it's Portland, FC Dallas, San Jose. Colorado can still get in. It's a long shot for them, but they're not eliminated just yet. Last week on the podcast, we said we kind of agreed we were putting San Jose and Colorado under that line.
Yeah.
Obviously, as the games have happened since then, they're now under the line going into the last game. Do you still stand by that?
Yeah, I mean, it's Portland's to lose, isn't it?
Mm.
To be fair, I've got the implications. Do you want how it's going to go down?
Please, because there's that much going on. But yeah, we need. This is the only things really, the main thing on decision day. There's places in the top four and whatever, but this is the main thing we're going to look at. So, what can happen?
So Portland are your faves because they just need to win or draw against San Jose that's like simple. Let's try and keep it simple. They win or draw against San Jose, that's it. Or if Dallas lose or draw against Sporting Kansas City, Portland will make the playoffs by default. Dallas, going on to them, if they win versus SKC, they are into the playoffs. Or they could tie against Sporting Kansas City, and San Jose could lose or tie against Portland, and they will be in. Or for Dallas, there's quite a few possibilities. If San Jose lose against Portland and Colorado lose or tie against LAFC, they will also qualify for the playoffs. San Jose is where it gets complicated, I'll be honest with you. Theirs is a bit of a stretch, a bit like Orlando's the other day, where you're like, well, it could happen technically. So if they win against Portland, they will make the playoffs. That's a tough ask. Or they could draw against Portland, and if Dallas lose and Colorado lose or tie, then they are in. Or if San Jose draw and Dallas lose and Colorado win by one goal only, they are in. So it's definitely looking like Portland's to lose, I think, is the easy way to look at this. But if Portland lose to San Jose, then San Jose are in. Like, it's wide open here.
It is, and as we saw last weekend, anything can happen. I mean, you just have to look at the LA Galaxy defeat to Vancouver. You know, you can look at that as an example that anything can happen. It would not be a surprise if Portland messed this up,
even though
you would expect Portland to be in the playoffs and you think they've got enough to get over the line. You know, this is MLS, isn't
it? Well, look at it this way. If you're San Jose, go and win the game. That's it. Stranger things have happened than that. It really is wide open. So it's going to be all eyes on the West. I will just purely be watching Western games, I think, because this is where it's at this weekend. This is where the drama is.
It is. Now, one of the other things, arguably more important on Decision Day, is where the MLS UK show unofficial title will end up. So we knew before the last podcast that Toronto had it.
Yeah.
They've only played one game since they drew against Chicago Fire. By the way, it seemed a bit of a party that going out at Bridgeview. So, you know, they've got a lot to look forward to. So that was good to see. But Toronto drew. So they kept the title. So it goes into their last game. They're at home to Columbus Crew. And we've got now a situation where if Toronto win or draw, they're taking it into the playoffs. And because draws mean nothing for the MLS UK show unofficial title in the playoffs, so if you lose on penalties, you lose the title, it will go to the MLS Cup final. However, if Columbus Crew beat Toronto, they're not in the playoffs, they will have the title over the break going into next season, and they will be our unofficial champions going into next season. So there's a lot riding on this game.
That so sums up the logic of this podcast, that somebody who is our unofficial champions didn't even qualify for the playoffs and only didn't finish bottom because Cincinnati is so tragic.
Well, at the moment, Cincinnati and who's in 11th? Orlando are that tragic. So we'll be keeping our eye on that one this weekend. So we'll see where the unofficial title is going. This is something we started, if you're just joining the podcast, we started at the start of this season. Atlanta were reigning MLS Cup champions, and like in boxing, you fight, you put the title on the line. Atlanta lost, and then we followed it down the chain, and now it's going into the last game, Toronto v Columbus.
It's got to go to the final, surely.
Well, we'd like to think so, but we'll see. Just rounding up as well, the weekend in MLS predictions. We do predictions at the end of every show for the next weekend. And you are in the lead. Last weekend, we actually drew. We got 15 points each. We were very poor.
To be fair,
weekend.
Though, the results were, like, ridiculous.
They were, yeah. And I would have won if it wasn't for Seattle scoring in the last minute, because I said that would be 0-0.
I arranged that.
So you're winning 8-4 as we go into the playoffs.
Sorry, just I haven't had to say this in a while, so can I just...
Go on.
Get him! Yes! I'd almost forgotten how to say it.
With that in mind, my predictions this week, I've got somebody to do them for me, someone who, as I said before, people have been tweeting us, saying how much they enjoyed them on the podcast when they've been on, and they want to hear more from them. I've got them to do my predictions for me. And
is it Michelle from LA Galaxy?
It's not, no.
Is it Tom Barlow from New York Red Bulls?
It's not, no. Put it this way, it was very easy for me to get this person to record this for me.
Joseph Martinez?
No. Huh. He has got time in his hands at the moment, but no. So find out at the end who it is.
Okay. Hey, Henry.
Yeah?
Do you fancy a game?
Is it the Jason Christ is Right?
Let's play the Christ is Right. Henry Hewitt, come on down. Yes. This is a bop. So this is one revisited. When we first did the Christ is Right,
okay,
we did player salaries, if you remember.
We did, yes.
Now, there's been some new ones released. The official, like, final 2019 list of salaries has been released. And I thought we'd just have another go at it. I've picked some different players for you.
Right, OK. So it's just salaries higher or lower?
Yeah. OK, so I'm going to start with the Philadelphia Union youngster who has made it into the US men's national team roster, Brendan Aaronson. He's had an amazing season. And he is paid just $100,000 for the year.
Okay.
Brendan Aaronson on 100,000, higher or lower, Julian Gressel of Atlanta United.
He's got to be higher.
Only by 33,000.
Ah.
How is he on so little? The guy's been incredible.
Yes, hopefully he'll get a new contract.
Very, very good. So, Julian Gressel, 133,000.
Yeah.
Higher or lower, Marc-Anthony Kay of LAFC.
I'm going to go higher.
Higher than Gressel?
Yeah.
177. At the start of the season, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's had a very good season, but at the start. Okay. Now we're getting down to business. Ready? Rod Fanny of Montreal.
Well, he's gone and come back.
As I understand it, because he didn't start the season with them, this is just, like Ola Kamara, this is just for these...
Ah, right, okay.
This section of the season.
Well, lower then.
Lower than Marc-Anthony Kay, 177?
Yeah, yeah.
300,000.
What, for, what, five games? Ten games.
Probably thought they were going to make the playoffs.
Wow, okay. Fair play. Fair play to Fanny.
Higher or lower than Fanny Bush?
Lower.
Check a diagram, it's normally the other way around. You think Bush is on less than Fanny?
Yes.
He is, but by 5,000.
Ooh.
295,000.
But he's for the whole season, though.
Yeah, exactly. So, sticking with goalkeepers, Tim Howard.
Oh, he's on higher.
Higher than Bush at 295?
Yeah.
2.5 million.
Oh. Well, it is, I guess it is. I was right. One thing
yeah,
I said.
You were higher. So, Tim Howard at Colorado is his teammate, Kai Kamara. On more or less than 2.5 mil?
Lower.
It is lower. 750k. I look at what Orlando pay and Dom Dwyer and I'm like, do you know what? Why would you just have Kai Kamara? It winds me up. So, yeah, very good again. Very
yes.
good.
I'm just the master of these games. I think we need to turn it around. I think I need to be the question master because I'm just too good.
All right, well, that gives me less to prepare for next week. Right, thank you, Henry. Thank you for playing the Christ is Right. You're banned now, because next week it's Elliot Holman. Come on down.
Right, so earlier this week, you caught up with one of our MLS UK friends, right?
James from DC United Kingdom. Now, we heard a little clip from his podcast on the show last week of him chatting to Frederick Briant. And actually, I thought, you know what? Let's just get him on. Let's just get the guy on. Let's have a chat because DC United are currently in that race for the top four in the East where they could get a home tie.
And there's loads more to talk about, like with Rooney, Acosta, Assad. They're a busy team at the moment.
Yeah, there's loads going on. So here's what happened. When I bothered James, he was on a nice little break from MLS away. I got the feeling that he'd gone away with his wife to the lakes and had said, it's fine, no MLS until the weekend. I won't mention it. I won't talk about it. I won't make you suffer it. Let's just go and have a nice romantic getaway. And I went, mate, do you want to come on the podcast? He was like, yeah, I'll just check with the wife. But it's all fine. It's all good. Here's what happened when I got up with James from DC United Kingdom.
The MLS UK show.
James, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be on.
We hear from you quite a lot, actually, because we play a lot of your clips of your brilliant interviews that you do with some of the DC United players. So first of all, thank you for being a part of our MLS UK show community, and thanks for lending us some brilliant clips of your chats, and especially Fred Briant, who we heard from last week, who has hit some real form recently.
He has, yeah. He's, well, to be honest, he's been fantastic all season. And just to bit of an unsung hero in my books.
Yeah, 100%. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into MLS, first of all, and why DC, of course, and how you've got to where you are now with your podcast, which is going extremely well.
Yeah, so my name is James. I'm originally from the Northeast, so my connection in terms of football is Middlesbrough, which is kind of the start of my MLS journey, really, because one of our players, he joined DC United back in the day. Good old Jaime Moreno, bit of a DC United legend.
They love a Moreno at DC.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we don't have to. But yeah, that kind of introduced me to the club. Didn't really follow them until the Freddie Adu days. Mm-hmm. The classic football manager game brought me into them properly. So yeah, so it went from there, really. Started watching them online when I was at sixth form. And now the fact that it's on Sky Sports and other TV channels, it's just become a lot easier. I went to the States last year for the first time, which was absolutely awesome. Took a couple of days away in DC, went to a game, joined up with some of the guys over at Screaming Eagles, who introduced me to the full United States way of doing sports, which it's absolutely fantastic.
It's amazing, isn't it? It is incredible. I think this is what kind of seals the deal for so many people. It's that first game experience.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the tailgates are absolutely fantastic. So that kind of fully brought me into the whole MLS life. And after listening to you guys doing the podcast, I was like, I've done a podcast in the past, and I just wanted to bring DC United to a whole new audience. So obviously the back of Wayne Rooney signing, that kind of just gave me a good platform. The guys at DC United have been fantastic in helping me get players onto the show and everything. And it's just kind of gone from there, really.
Yeah, I think we have to really echo the fact that it can be extremely difficult when you're here in the UK. I know we've experienced this, to kind of be noticed by the league and be noticed by the clubs, specifically for you guys who are backing specific clubs and creating content around one particular club. And DC United have been incredible with you, like almost from the off, like for a new podcast to be getting, you know, DC United MLS players, not academy players, not rookies, but proper experienced MLS players onto your podcast. I think DC United definitely should be saluted for that, and obviously yourself as well for making a success of it.
Oh, thank you very much. And again, yeah, thank you to DC United. Every time I've got in touch with them, they've always been accommodating, they've always tried the hardest, and they've always responded, and they've just been absolutely spot on.
James, let's talk DC. I'm looking at the table right now. It's been a good season, I think, all things considered. I think is a fair comment when we're talking about issues with Acosta, with Rooney's departure, which was a little bit of a, I think it's fair to say, a little bit of a surprise. I think a lot of us thought he was going to end his career at DC United, or at least in MLS. All things considered, fourth place, 1 point ahead of New York Red Bulls. How are you feeling? Final game this weekend, and then the playoffs begin. Talk me through it.
Yeah, so the season overall, we did have that summer madness where we just couldn't get a win for love nor money. And it felt like the season was just going to teeter off and we're going to miss out the playoffs. And it just felt like there was no sight of a win. But that September break that we had was kind of a good reset for us. And I don't know what the heck's happened, but we just suddenly just clicked again. And it feels like how we played at the start of the season. We've recorded our first ever four consecutive shutouts ever in MLS history for us, which all credit to Bill Hamid and the back four. They've just been absolutely fantastic all season. Long may that continue. The fact that we're 1 point above the Red Bulls and above them is absolutely brilliant. The game at the weekend against them was a good result for us. It was a fantastic result for us, in fact. Much better than a draw for the Red Bulls. So we've got that fourth place in our own hands. It's for us to lose. It's just that game against Cincy. They've come onto some form recently. And I think that's just down to the fact that they've got nothing to play for. So they've got no pressure. You see it in English soccer where teams have been relegated. They've got nothing to, and then they suddenly start winning and you're thinking, why didn't they do that all season?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I wouldn't be surprised to see, I think we've seen a little bit of an upturn in Columbus recently as well as Cincinnati. I wouldn't be surprised to see it from Montreal, who obviously clinched the Canadian Championship, from Orlando, who now are not in contention. I just think it's very much the playoffs bring such a high pressure. And DC have thrived through that recently, and it's been impressive to see, actually.
Yeah, and like I said, the four consecutive shutouts, the three wins on the bounce, which was the first time or the second time that we've done it this season. So, yeah, we've come into form, and the playoffs for me is all about the form and having that momentum going into it. And I was looking at the table and the form guide recently. There's not many teams who've got that good a form compared to ourselves right now. So I'm cautiously optimistic about how far we can go in the playoffs.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's actually been shocking, especially the race for the seventh place. I know we mentioned it on the podcast last week. You know, no one wanted it. Literally nobody wanted that. It's been up for grabs for almost a month, and no one could clinch it because nobody won a game. It's just been absolutely ridiculous. Yep. And so I think DC certainly will, you know, on their run of form, a very, very strong side going into the playoffs. Now, I want to talk to you about Russell Knauss. Because the season started in March. We've had March, April, May, June, July, August. When you're in contention for the playoffs and you've played all those games, why all of a sudden do you move your central midfielder to right back? And why is it such a ridiculous success?
It's been absolutely crazy. I remember the first game that he was put there. And we saw the lineup over on Twitter. Mm. Everyone was like, is this real? Is this a mistake? What the heck? And it's just been an absolute revelation. He's got the fantastic passing ability, so he can clear the ball away and find a DC United player. He's got that positional sense as well. The first two games, he started to drift in central, which I totally get because he's a central midfielder. But in the last two games, he's just been even better. But when he was playing in Germany, he was a right back then. So he's not unfamiliar with the role, so he knows what he's doing. It's just somehow worked.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. As some people know, in my role working on MLS as a league analyst, is when the team sheets come out to try and make sense of them and lock them into some kind of formation as quickly as I possibly can. And that first game, I believe it was the Montreal game where DC won 3-0. Yeah. He'd been out injured for a month. He hadn't played for a month because of he'd taken quite a few distinctive knocks in the in the game against Chicago at the end of July. And I remember just seeing the lineup, and I was like, well, they've got a load of midfielders in. Who's playing right back? Like, what formation is this? Completely caught me out. I didn't even know he could play right back. That's been interesting to see. And also, I need to talk to you about Ola Kamara, because this might be completely irrational. Okay, now before I started doing this podcast and before I started actually working in MLS, I loved watching Ola for Columbus. Obviously, moved to LA and then left MLS. And I don't know why. Is my love for Kamara like irrational? Is he as good as I believe he is? Because I love Ola Kamara.
He's been fantastic so far in the few games that he's been able to play. So your love for him isn't irrational. I love him. I think he was an absolute steal when you see him on the really recently released salary.
Yeah, so cheap.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. It's just a shame he's currently been out with a hamstring injury, but hopefully we can just ease him back in, right, ready for the playoffs, because I know Rooney, he's currently suspended for the next game, which is a bit of a shame. Is it could well be his last home game for us. You never know. But Kamara's a ready-made replacement. Banged in a few goals already. I absolutely adore him so far. And I think he'll be absolutely successful with us coming into 2020.
James, before you go, talk to me about next season. With the roster in mind, we know the likes of Acosta not going to be around. However, Yamil Assad is rejoining DC, which I think is great. I love to see players come back, hence my love for Ola Kamara. Talk to me about the roster, who you think definitely needs to stay, and who maybe could be on their way, and actually who you may like to see brought in.
Yeah, so there's could potentially be quite a few changes for us coming into 2020, because Bill Hamid's loan deal is coming to an end. You've got Fred Brolant's contract coming up for renewal. As you said, you've got Lucio Costa, who is a bit of a strange one because his contract comes to an end, but there's not been any offers on the table for him, so I don't know whether we could just cheekily go back in for him as well. You've got Leo Hara and Lucas Rodriguez. Their loan deals expire at the end of the season, so there could be quite a big change going into 2020, but I would love to see Bill Hamid sign permanently. I'd love to see Rodriguez sign permanently as well. It's great that we've got Yamil Assad coming back. So there's quite a lot that we could do and keep going into 2020. I would like for us to maybe just get another striker coming in, because we've got Ola Kamara. Quincy Amariqua's contract also comes to an end. And trying to think who else we could have in there. The only other striker we've really got apart from him is either Gordon Wild or Griffin Yeo. And they're two very inexperienced players, so they're not really ready for prime time just yet.
It's like you've forgotten Orlando Sinclair exists. He's surely going to be a starter.
yeah, definitely. Just because he's got the name of your team.
Yeah, pretty much. I apologise for this, because I was just going to let you go, and then I've just remembered one final thing that I want to kind of make a feature on the podcast in the coming weeks.
Okay.
With our guests. Now, this is properly putting you on the spot, and I apologise. The expansion draft is coming up.
Yeah.
And teams can protect, is it 11 players or 12 players?
11 players.
11 players from being taken by Inter Miami and Nashville SC. Now, who, as coach of DC United are you, and the front office of DC United, would you be trying to keep? Bearing in mind who's already not going to be there.
Steve Birnbaum would be definitely one of those I'd be protecting.
Okay. Strong centre-back, played pretty much every minute.
Yeah. He's been, despite the amount of head injuries he seems to get, he is always there. Russell Knauss, definite protection.
Yep, your new wing back.
I mean, I'm loving that. Joseph Mora, he's been Mr. Consistent over at left back.
Yep.
If Bill Hamid decides to join permanently, definitely. But that's, again, that's up for debate, whether he stays or not.
I can't see him playing for anyone else in MLS, so I feel like he'll be there.
Yeah. If Fred Briant decides to extend his stay, definite protection on him as well.
Yeah, so that's five.
Ola Kamara, definitely.
Yep.
Paul Arriola, definite protection on him, but I think he's automatically protected being a DP already.
Yes, yep.
Who else would I protect? To be honest, I'd actually protect Felipe Martins.
Yep.
Since he's joined us, he's been absolutely phenomenal.
I mean, he's been there for, what, 9 games? Started all of them.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of DC fans do not like him after what happened a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm absolutely fine with that. He's been absolutely spot on for us so far this season. Junior Moreno, I've got to protect him because he's a Moreno after all.
That's 8. So you've got 3 more.
3 left, yeah.
So DC are all right, really, because of the amount, because of the players departing, I think actually looking at this, would you maybe stretch to someone like Boateng, not bothered?
The only thing that I've seen good of him in the very little amount of time he's played for us is his speed.
Yeah.
If he went, I wouldn't be sorry to miss him. I know that sounds harsh, but if he went, it's not the end of the world, so I'm not too bothered about protecting him.
Jara?
He's currently on loan. If he signed permanently, yeah, I'd protect him.
So actually, I think DC are in quite a strong position with the expansion draft, just because of the players that are going anyway. Anyone who's been a regular starter can fall under the protection anyway. So maybe not a disaster. Whereas LAFC definitely going to have some players robbed because you can't protect that many people.
No, not at all. And I think it's the same with Atlanta as well because they've got quite a good strong side.
Yeah.
So they're going to be struggling as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting. Before you go, tell everyone about your podcast, where they can get it and how they can get involved.
Yeah, so the podcast itself is available on pretty much every single podcast service. All you need to do is just search DC United Kingdom podcast. If you're a DC United fan, come and join us over at DC United Kingdom on Twitter. There is a proper supporters group as well. We've got loads of chat going on, so join us over there. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram at DC United Kingdom FC.
Elliot Holman, Henry Hewitt, MLS UK show.
I think it's huge. I think next season is huge for them. I think when you look at the stadium's just been built, they've lost Rooney, they've lost Acosta, Assad's coming back, Kamara up top. I think it's huge in terms of where they go now.
It is.
Because we're seeing teams turning things around, like New England Revolution, making playoffs. I never imagined in the time I've watched MLS, never imagined that New England Revolution would be on a run like they are under Arena. DC is massive season for them next year.
Yeah, I mean, Philly have always been there or thereabouts with the playoffs, but for them to be pushing Atlanta, you wouldn't have thought that.
And of course, if you're a Toronto fan, Orlando, Miami, whoever it is that you support, their chances are we've got a UK representative of a fan blog or a website or a social account or a podcast under our MLS UK umbrella. So just check the hashtag MLS UK on Twitter.
Yeah, we're in the process of changing our website and upgrading it a bit, and there'll all be that information on that when it's ready. Right, we need to catch up with some things that have happened in MLS this week.
Yes.
One. So we're kicking off five things you may have missed in MLS this week with Sporting Kansas City. Now, Sporting Kansas City's affiliate, Swope Park Rangers in USL Championship, they're getting a bit of a change of name. Do you know what they're changing the name to?
SKC2.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
It's actually.
Oh, okay. I said that would be funny.
So it's all part of course, SKC.
Do you want to do it again? SKC2?
SKC2 are going to be in the USL Championship. Of course, SKC, after a pretty dire season, which after the two sendings off the other day, summed up their season, actually. But they're obviously looking forward. They're trying to change a few things. This is the first thing.
Two.
At two, LA Galaxy have been over to Scotland. They've been looking at Rangers striker Morelos, who was...
Sorry, who?
Morelos.
Okay, just checking.
Alfredo Morelos. They've been over to watch him. They watched him when they played Aberdeen. Rangers won 5-0, and Morelos scored his 13th goal of the season already.
Wow.
So they've got their eyes on him, which... We always say with UK-based players, if you are in, I don't know, the bottom half of the Championship or League One or League Two or the Scottish Premier League, if you can get a chance to go to MLS, live this great life, you know, you might as well. So,
depends where you move to.
Yeah, totally. But, to live in LA from... I've not been to Glasgow before anyone starts having a pop. But I think LA would probably be a lot sunnier, let's say.
I've been to Glasgow and I've been to LA. Go to MLS.
Three.
Now, we need to mention this. This is happening tonight. It's not really, well, it's kind of to do with MLS. So in the Champions League tonight, Liverpool are playing Red Bull Salzburg, of course, managed now by Jesse Marsh, mm-hmm. who was the Red Bulls manager last season. And he became, at the start of this Champions League campaign, the first ever US manager to manage in the Champions League. So, it's great for MLS. And he is playing at Anfield tonight against Jurgen Klopp. And he has said that it's going to be such an honour for him because when he was like a teenager and starting to make his way, you know, starting to play football, his team in the US took a trip over to play in a tournament in Liverpool. They got to visit Anfield. They got to watch one of the games. This was like 1990, I think.
Yeah.
And he said that he still got the dirt, but he went right down to the front, grabbed some dirt, put it in his pocket, and he still got it. from Anfield, so he'll be able to update it tonight. So,
I was going
to
say.
Good luck. It's going to be a tall order for him, but yeah, great for MLS that they've got managers now coming over to Europe.
Four.
In at four, what a season it's been for Mateus Almeida. So San Jose Earthquakes boss completely turned things around.
I called it.
You didn't. after the, what was it, 5-0 defeat to LAFC earlier in the season, you were...
I relegated him.
Yeah, you relegated him in a league that doesn't have relegation. He's turned it around, but now, apparently, the Mexico team, Monterrey, they are looking at him to become their next coach. So I'm sure Earthquake fans will be hoping that he stays where he is. We'll keep our eye on that. That'll be the close season. We'll be keeping you up to date with that.
As it's Thursday, can we just have a TBT to when I was outraged that someone predicted San Jose would finish above Orlando?
Oh, yeah, that was... So at the start of the season, we went through the odds, didn't we? The bookies odds on MLS. And you were like... it's because it was Colorado and Orlando, bottom two. And you're like, San Jose won't finish above Orlando. that just shows the bookies actually do know what they're talking about.
Yep, and we're the ones presenting the podcast.
Five.
And finally, a street outside Rio Tinto Stadium was renamed the Raimondo Way before his last game at the stadium last Sunday. And there's a picture with him posing with the street sign. And we had an RSL fan on earlier in the season, and they love him. They love him at the club, and it was going to be such a miss for RSL. They'll start conceding a lot more penalties now, it's got to be said. But yeah, if you're heading down to Rio Tinto, you can head down Raimondo Way.
Love that. I think we should do hashtag Raimondo facts on our Twitter this weekend.
Yeah.
So, for example, I know for a fact that Nick Raimondo's first FIFA that he appeared in was FIFA 1932. Send us your Raimondo facts, please, at MLS UK Show. We'll put some of them on Twitter on the weekend.
How old is he now?
126.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's about time he retired then.
Yeah. I tell you what, give me a six.
Six?
Oh, it's so dry and horrible.
I know, I need a drink.
New York City, having secured a home berth in the playoffs, may not be playing at Yankee Stadium.
I've seen this.
So the success of the New York Yankees, or potential success of the New York Yankees in the whatever it is series that they have, I'm not even going to pretend I understand.
It's the World Series.
Okay.
No teams in this country was invited.
Mm-hmm. Or any other country. If they continue in whatever they're playing in and they don't get knocked out, then they obviously will have use of Yankee Stadium. And both... New York City's playoff rounds could be played at City Field instead, potentially maybe just the first one, and then the next one could be at Yankee Stadium, but it's all up in the air due to the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I saw Andrew, who does UK NYCFC, one of our MLS UK buddies. He's booked a trip to go to NYC to watch the playoffs, and he was saying that obviously you'd prefer it to be at the home ground, but it gives him a chance to tick off a new ground that he's been to.
If it's at City Field, they may as well have just scraped seventh. Like, there's no home advantage whatsoever.
That is true, yeah.
Hey Henry, give me a seven.
There's seven?
Inter Miami have confirmed their jersey colours, in fact, their whole kit colours for their inaugural season in MLS. So their home jersey next year, and this is breaking news, by the way, it's just come in as we're recording, white shirt with a what's called clear pink. So presumably we're talking like the stripes and the Adidas logo, and maybe the badge is going to be this clear pink on a white shirt. So that's going to be a very, very clear... It's going to be in detergent adverts, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very clean. White shorts and white socks with that as well.
All right.
And the away, black shirt with pink, which is going to look nice. I hate to say it, but it's going to look nice. Black shorts, black socks.
It's kind of LAFC vibes.
It is, yeah. No, it's to be fair, it's looking very, very good for Inter Miami. And the rumours keep coming around the players that are going to be playing for David Beckham at Inter Miami, but nothing's... We're seeing, you know, Messi seems far-fetched, but we're seeing David Silva. There's a lot of rumours going around. Nothing confirmed yet, but of course, we will keep you up to date.
I tell you what, let's do a very quick eight. Do an eight thing, Jermaine.
Eight.
I saw this at the weekend. Fox Sports reporting that Mandzukic could be on his way to LAFC. He's set to reject Man United and go to LAFC.
Wow.
I mean, just imagine that strike force. If he joins, that'd be frightening.
How are they doing? I swear, do you know, like, over in England, we have this all the time. There's, like, the financial fair play and teams get done for it for, like, oh, well, in that 12 months, you spent too much and you had this much on your wage. Like, there's such a strict wage structure in MLS. Yet LAFC just seem to be able to just sign striker after striker after striker after striker, and they're all just happy to sit on the bench. And they've got enough to pay him. It's unreal. Like, yeah. Fair play. It's pure jealousy. It's incredible. It's good work.
He recently rejected a move to a Qatar team, and he looks set to maybe join LAFC, or if Man United can offer a bit more money, he'll go to them. I don't know.
Okay.
The MLS UK show.
Right. It's decision day. It's the biggest day in MLS regular season.
Well, I don't want to overrag it. Not that important, is it?
Not for you, but for the rest of the teams, actually, that's a lie. For four teams, plus Toronto and Columbus, who are up for the MLS UK show unofficial title, it's the biggest day of the season. As I said before, my predictions have not gone well this season. So, to celebrate Decision Day, she's making her return. You know her as the girl that reviews the kits. My girlfriend Poppy, fresh from watching Orlando v New England Revolution a few weeks ago, he's doing my predictions. So it's Poppy versus Elliot.
So you failed miserably and are now drafting in help.
Yes. Now, bear in mind that she doesn't watch MLS. She knows the little things that I tell her. So she don't know who's top. She don't know who's bottom. Secondly, she can't pronounce some of the names. She did struggle. And thirdly, remember, she didn't know that New England was a place. So this could go... I've not really listened to these yet, so this could be anything. So, shall we start with the first game?
Okay, is that Atlanta, New England?
It is.
Okay, is Poppy going first?
Yeah, she can go first. Okay. Ladies first.
Poppy, you've revealed the kits. Now, show us your predictions.
Hey, this is Poppy, and here's my Decision Day predictions. So the first one I'm going to predict is the Atlanta United versus New England Revolution.
Sorry, can I just stop there?
Yeah.
That's not Poppy.
It is.
What's with the posh voice?
I know, yeah. I think she's put it on to...
She's a northerner.
Yeah, she's from Yorkshire, if you know Yorkshire. But if you listen to the kit reviews, we listened to it back, me and Poppy, and she was like, oh, I sound like... I don't like the sound of my own voice, so I think she's putting it on.
People say I have a radio voice. Right, back to you, Poppy.
Hey, this is Poppy, and here's my Decision Day predictions. So the first one I'm going to predict is the Atlanta United versus New England Revolution. And I'm going to say Atlanta 2, New England 1.
Okay. I'm going to go Atlanta 2, New England 0. Next one?
Yep.
DC versus FC Cincinnati.
Okay, second is DC United versus FC Cincinnati.
She's
oh my God,
there.
It's going to get worse. Okay, I'm going to say it's going to be a 2-2. A two draw.
Okay. She's clearly never seen FC since the third play. I'm going to go DC 3-0.
Yeah, I didn't tell her FC Cincinnati. Now record breakers for most goals conceded in a season. But they are third in the average attendances this season. So, you know, let's look at the positives.
Every cloud.
FC Dallas versus Sporting Kansas City. Oh, I like Kansas. Is that like off Wizard of Oz? Purely because of that, I'm going to say Dallas 1, Kansas 3.
Incorrect. Dallas 3, Sporting Kansas City 1. Okay.
Okay, next one is Houston Dynamo versus LA Galaxy. I like LA. I've always wanted to go to LA. So we're going to do LA 4, Houston 2.
Oh,
don't mind that prediction. Like that from Pops. Very good. I'm going to go 3-1 LA Galaxy.
LAFC versus Colorado Rapids. I actually been skiing in Colorado. I love Colorado. They do the best cinnamon roll buns. Oh my God, I would dream for one right now. So purely for the cinnamon rolls, I'm going to give Colorado 3, LAFC 1.
She got distracted by the cinnamon rolls.
Away win for Colorado there against LAFC.
And I think the cinnamon roll she's on about is Cinnabon, so they are actually available all over the country.
But. Okay, I'm going to go LAFC 3, Colorado 0.
Next one is Montreal Impact versus New York Red Bulls. So hopefully going to New York next year. So hopefully might catch a New York Red Bulls game.
Shan't tell me.
So I'm going to say 3 New York, 4 Montreal.
Oh,
high scoring game, 7 goals.
I'll have to tell her.
She's going to New York without you next year.
I know, to watch New York Red Bulls who don't play in New York.
Yeah, don't confuse her even more. I'm going 1-1.
Okay, all right.
Next is Orlando City. Get in! Sorry, had to be done.
Yes.
Versus Chicago Fire. I'm going to say, just for Elliot, Orlando 2, Chicago 0.
See, Poppy's an Orlando fan, huh?
I'm sorry, mate. She don't know what she's talking about.
She's an Orlando
predicting
fan.
An Orlando win. I'm sorry, everyone.
2-2.
Okay.
Big finish to the season.
Philadelphia Union versus New York City FC. Philadelphia, love that. Love the cheese spread. So, for that reason, 1-1.
I like how...
What? She doesn't like cheese spread, then?
I think she's a bit... I think she's a bit undecided about cheese spread if she thinks it's 1-1. But this is the thing. This is why I think I might do well, because she's looking at it from a complete random
This
point.
Is how you should do MLS predictions, isn't it? I mean, it's a great game, to be fair. I'm going to go Philly 2, New York City 1.
Okay.
The next one is Portland Timbers versus San Jose Earthquakes. And, oh, yeah, is this the place, Portland Timbers? Is that where you, like, when they score a goal, they, like, saw some wood or something? I swear I've, like, seen that mentioned. I think it's going to be 2-3. So Portland Timbers 2, San Jose Earthquakes 3.
I'll give her a credit, mate. She knows her wood.
She does. She sure does. And she's put San Jose into the playoffs there.
I'm going Portland home win 2-1. I keep looking at you for approval. I don't know why.
The next is Seattle Sounders versus Minnesota United. And I'm going to say 4-4. Yeah, 4-4.
4-4. I'm going Seattle 3, Minnesota 2.
Oh, that's the game to watch then.
Yeah, high-scoring game, according to both of us.
Next, Toronto FC versus Columbus Crew. Columbus Crew are my favourite because they look like buzzy bees. So, come on, Columbus Crew, I'm going to let you win. It's going to be 5 Columbus Crew, 2 Toronto.
Wow.
Wow, and they'll become our new MLS unofficial champions.
Can you do an accumulator with a quid on all of these for us, please?
We'll be able to afford a new house if it comes in.
Toronto, yeah, especially with the Cincinnati score. Toronto 2, Columbus 0. And finally.
And last but definitely not least is...
Just said that.
And last but definitely not least is Vancouver Whitecaps versus Real Salt Lake. I actually tried to go to Salt Lake City once, but they cancelled our connecting flight to Chicago because the snow was so bad. So for that reason, Salt Lake, you can lose today. Vancouver are going to win 3-1.
They're not though, are they?
I like how she says you can lose. As if it's, I'm deciding you can lose.
Also, Real Salt Lake, love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the Real Salt Lake, as opposed to the fake one, is going to win 2-0 away at BC Place.
There we go. So there's our predictions for this week. Elliot versus Poppy, who will be back doing the kit reviews next season.
You do know if she beats you, though, we're just going to bin you off.
Yeah, just be her every week. So there we go. So hopefully, I mean, I'd be shocked if she gets me more points than you, but yeah, that can claw it back a bit before the playoffs.
I think it would just sum MLS up, wouldn't it, to be fair? Yeah. Right, before we go, let's revisit our game with the changing name player.
Yep.
You think you know it, so I'll just recap it and then I'll let you do the big reveal and hopefully you'll be embarrassingly wrong again like last week. So this player started their career at Chelsea and they were there between 2006 and 2011. But were they really? because they were out on loan at QPR and Wolves. They then moved to Hamburger SV, which stands for Hamburger Sandwich.
Hamburger Sandwich.
2011 to 2014, they made 50 appearances before they moved to the Championship to play for Nottingham Forest and then MLS.
Is that true? They called Hamburger Sandwich?
No.
Oh.
Thanks for your enthusiasm, though.
I was like, what? Why didn't I find that out before?
Moved to MLS in 2018. And?
Yeah.
In MLS,
yeah,
he scored his first ever career goal.
Really?
Had never scored before.
Oh, good for him. Scoring for New England Revolution?
It is New England Revolution.
It's Michael Mancian.
It is Michael Mancian.
That was one of the easier ones.
I think it depends, though. Because I couldn't have told you when I knew he played for Forest, but before I had no idea.
Yeah, I think for me, you said Chelsea, then QPR Wolves, and I was like, actually, it might not be. And then when you said he went to Forest, I was like, I know who this is.
Yeah, see, I think it depends who you're into and who you follow. Congratulations to you if you got Michael Mancian on today's game with the change in name. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed it, then spread the word. Tell all your mates. If they don't like MLS, tell them to get in the sea. And we'll be back next week with another MLS UK show, season 2, episode 22.
Yes, can't wait for that. Actually,
and it'll all be decided.
Actually, what normally podcasts say, give us a rating. So, yeah, give us a rating as well.
Only if it's good, though.
Only if it's good.
Rather you didn't bother, if not.
Right, we'll see you. We'll see you in the playoffs.
I won't. See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.